I carry your heart with me. I carry it in my heart. I am never without it. Anywhere I go, you go, my dear. And whatever is done by only me is your doing, my darling. I fear no fate, for you are my fate, my sweet. I want no world, for beautiful you are my world, my true. And it's you are whatever a moon has always meant, and whatever a sun will always sing is you. Here is the deepest secret nobody knows. Here is the root of the root and the bud of the bud and the sky of a tree called life, which grows higher than soul can hope or mind can hide. And this is the wonder that's keeping the stars apart. I carry your heart. I carry it in my heart. I listened to E.E. Cummings read this out loud, and he read it so slowly, so deliberately, which is not how it looks on the page. On the page, it looks like gibberish, drunken love talk, and I think it's easy to file this poem away as about selfless giving love, which for me raises a lot of red flags about feeling so vulnerable and giving so much power to another human being that they are my world, they are my sun and moon, as E.E. Cummings writes. But now I'm thinking about a different way to absorb this poem, as in, maybe it's not about selfless love, but instead deepest union. The deepest union with ourselves and spirit that could also be union with another. The last stanza is my favorite. Here is the deepest secret nobody knows. Here is the root and the bud of the bud, and the sky of a tree called life, which grows higher than soul can hope or mind can hide. And I'm so struck here by the imagery and the language of nesting, as in one thing inside another, a tender power, a way of moving through life to carry things within us, to carry another's heart inside our own. It's kind of like carrying the world inside your heart, to think of it as the heart of the heart, more higher than the soul can hope or the mind can hide.